Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to go out to Washington, D.C. I worked very hard last night, and I don't know if you've got any sleep yet. Derek Wallbank, our Washington-based political reporter and the guy behind the other side of SpartanSports.com. Hello, Derek. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm doing just great. How are you?
Did you get a 20-minute power nap or anything here?
Oh, just barely, I got to tell you.
All right. What was the biggest surprise last night for you?
You know, the biggest surprise for me, Jack, I think, was that that Democrats did so incredibly poorly across the board. And what I mean by that is how deeply the Republican wave reached. In Michigan, what's happened in the last few election cycles is that regardless of what happens near the top of the ticket, Democrats have had a pretty good base when it comes to things like judges, when it comes to things like State Board of Education seats, that no one really knows who's running. They just sort of vote their party. This year, not only did the Republicans sweep every top-tier race, they swept every single Board of Education race, and they didn't do it by a little. They did it by a heck of a lot. I mean, this was a really deep wave, top to bottom, and it hit everybody, I think pretty hard, and there were some real surprises in who fell.
These were not voters who were going out to vote for candidates. They were going out to vote for a party or a philosophy or just anti-incumbent. They wanted change. A lot that went into this, and it wasn't just here in the state of Michigan. It certainly was felt across the Midwest and many other parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely, and I think the Midwest is really where you saw it a lot. I mean, think of this. John Conyers or John Dingell barely survives.
Yeah.
You've got Mark Schauer, who, frankly, did as much as he possibly could have to keep his seat in Michigan 7. He was defeated by Tim Walberg, a surgeon from northern Michigan, wound up knocking off Gary McDowell for the open seat in Michigan 1, which is the UP in northern Lower Peninsula. And you saw those races just all over the place. With Republicans being able to just come in and take out Democrats, sometimes without much of a fight, once it was all said and done. I mean, it was a tremendously good night for Republicans, but the thing that I wrote this morning after the smoke cleared at 5 a.m. was that Republicans have a lot of work to do right now, and they've got some really tough votes coming up are going to test them on the basic messages of their platform.
Right, right. You're a big athletics guy. You would understand this. Let's give them a 24-hour rule. But tomorrow morning, what should Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, do?
Honestly, Jack, I don't want to be giving Mark Brewer advice, but I got to tell you that if he remains chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, I think I'd be a bit surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And not because of anything with Mark. I mean, you could argue that Mark oversaw some very great elections for Democrats in 2006, 2008, but you just usually wouldn't take this kind of shellacking, as President Obama said, and return to power in the party. I mean, I think the Michigan Democratic Party really needs to ask itself what it stands for, where it stands, because right now you look across the top and they've got nothing. You look at the state Senate. Republicans have a veto-proof majority there. They took the governorship by 2-1. I mean, Michigan is not that Republican of a state normally,
right.
So there really needs to be a lot of soul-searching, I think, and questions about who's going to lead and what kind of party do they want to be, and that all, to me, prescribes a little bit of shakeup in the Democratic halls of power. That's just what sort of logically falls. I don't know if that's actually going to be how it works out.
Right.
But I do know that a lot of my my Democratic friends and sources in Michigan woke up this morning going, whoa, now what? One person actually wrote me and said, boy, is this a bad dream? Did I just make that up in some
nightmare.
Just got
clubbed in the head with a 2x4, so I can see why they would feel they had a concussion. We have about a minute to go, Derek, and I want to ask you what you thought of President Obama today and any attempts at reconciliation. Can they possibly be successful? Can we have any kind of compromise negotiation, or did the 2012 election start today?
Let me tell you where you're going to see it, if there might be a chance. It would be on the on the successor bill to No Child Left Behind and education policy. Republicans and Democrats aren't too incredibly far off on that, or rather, I should say Republicans in the White House. So if there's any room for negotiation, that's where you'll see it. If that stuff really falls down, then you'll know that one or the other side didn't really have much of an interest in working with the other.
Fascinating stuff, and you will keep us abreast of what's going on in Washington, and of course, a very exciting time for the other side of SpartanSports.com, a Michigan State team that could be in the Rose Bowl and can fight for a national championship in basketball. We'll talk with you very soon, Derek.
Thanks, Jack.